This is the San Francisco Experience with your host, Jim Hurley, Season 6, Episode 11, The Crosstown Trail, America's Most Beautiful Urban Hike. Today, we're going to take you on a 17-mile trek across San Francisco, the Crosstown Trail, which was created by Bob Siegel, our guest today. And as a special treat, David Perry will be joining us as our guest host. You may recall David's interview of a couple of months ago. He's the author of the critically acclaimed thriller, Upon This Rock. He and his husband, Alfredo, are keen urban hikers and urban cyclists. And I couldn't think of anyone better to join the conversation today with the creator of the Crosstown Trail. So with that, Bob and David, welcome to the show, and let's hear about the Crosstown Trail. David.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great honor to be in the San Francisco podcast, which I know is making its splash online in the Apple Store and whatnot. You've become the voice of San Francisco. That's terrific. And of course, I was telling Bob, and you know, Jim, that we love hiking. When I started writing the book that you so lovely flacked for me just now in the intro, the reason that I started was able to write it was every morning I would get up and I told Alfredo, you have to go out. I can't write in the house unless I'm alone. So he started hiking around Orvieto, Italy, and discovered some incredible hiking paths that had not been discovered before, some based on medieval paths. And since then, it's become something we do wherever we go. We uncover new trails. We make some our own, but we also like to find the history of the trails, how they get created. And then also avid bikers, both of us have biked from San Francisco to Los Angeles twice as part of the AIDS Life Cycle fundraiser for AIDS relief. And we have been anxious for them to complete the Around the Bay trail so you could actually bike across the Bay Bridge, which one day will happen, but that's not there yet. But what has happened is what Bob has created, and I want to hear more about how it happened. This trail that really is undoubtedly one of the most beautiful urban trails in the world, certainly in the United States, and a trail that I know a lot of people who I have been aware of doing the Camino de Santiago in Spain, they have used parts of this trail in San Francisco to practice. So, yeah. So, Bob, talk to me about how this came about and how you became a passionate hiker.
You know, well, first of all, I should say that I'm really not the creator. Maybe I'm the catalyst that made it happen. But the history of it really goes back to as early as 2009. And two people, Craig Dawson, who was then head of Sutro Stewards, and Peter Brostow, who was then head of Nature in the City, worked hard on making what's called a bioregional park. And they went down to the planning department and talked about it. And from then it took about 5 years for that. It was a kind of an idea of a swath, a trail across the city, but it wasn't fully defined. And so I was early on interested in what Peter and Craig were doing. And so I was following its progress, and eventually it was incorporated into the planning document that was the recreation open space element of the planning. So in 2014, it was incorporated into the general plan. And I had been participating in a few of the workshops that worked on that. But I've been involved in hiking and walking and bicycling and everything else in the outdoors for a long time. And so I was being involved in the Ridge Trail, which is a 550-mile trail being built, about 400 miles having already been done. So I knew what was involved in making a trail. So in 2017, I thought it was about time for this to happen. So I sent out, emailed all the people I knew in the nature world and the walking world and in San Francisco, and I said, let's get this done. And I invited anyone who wanted to participate. And I said I would, you know, let everyone else know what we were doing. And so as a result of that, a group of about 12 people came together, all of whom I had known from working in this field for a long time. And they were ready to dig in. And so, you know, I had some great people working on this. Is that a good first starter? I can go into it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're being too modest, but talk to me about how you became, as you say, an urban walker and someone who is part of the walk world, as you said. How long have you been in the Bay Area? And when did you take your first hike that really made you realize this is not just exercise, this is a spiritual perspective? I mean, people tell me that walking is something that can transform your life psychologically, and I think that that's true for you. How long have you been here, and when did you start walking?
Well, I started walking when I was a teenager, and then I've walked ever since and backpacked. And I lived in Africa with Peace Corps as a volunteer, and then Peace Corps administration for about 8 years. And I did a lot of walking and really interesting. So I've always been out there doing stuff. So, you know, when I came to San Francisco and permanently to live in 73, I just started finding out what was going on. So I walked all over, and eventually I came upon the Ridge Trail, and I wanted to see where that went. So I've done the entire Ridge Trail over a period of time. They're called circumnavigators. So urban hiking is great. You just walk out the door. You don't have to go to Yosemite or an inn to get your nature love in. It was called, the Japanese called bathing in the forest. And I've been involved with a 5-day hiking and in the project for the Ridge Trail in the East Bay. And I've learned about all the East Bay regional trails are incredible. And Mount Tam, and you go down the peninsula. So, you know, we are so lucky to be living here in San Francisco. And I realized this early on.
So you live right in San Francisco or outside the city?
Well, I live in the Mission. And, you know, I am a bicyclist too, and so I go out and bike out of the city as well. One time I biked across the country after my retirement. And so, you know, I've been doing these things, and, you know, and I realized that this trail across the city, it was going to really connect the neighborhoods, and the Department of Planning was really interested in it, and it was time to work on it. So I sent out the word and said, let's do it, because the city, you know, the city has a lot of other things to do, even though they might be behind it. But I knew that something had to be done. I didn't realize how quickly we could do it once we started. I must say that the important thing was that, you know, we came together every couple of weeks at my house, and we decided, you know, we knew what we were going to do. We went out, we got six of us bicycled the whole route. We looked at it. All the people were familiar with the city and the open spaces and different areas. So we covered the whole city. We knew what we were doing. Collectively, I mean, not everyone knew it, and we ourselves discovered places that we didn't know.
Well, you know, that you said that you started when you came to San Francisco in the 1970s. I mean, so in the 1970s, there were a lot of freeways, or not a lot. I mean, there could have been more if the freeway wars hadn't happened, but there were double-decker freeways. BART was not as extensive as it is now, i.e. you couldn't hop on BART and get to some wonderful place in the East Bay to hike. What was hiking like in the 70s? Was there any sort of connected trail, or did it just become sidewalks and occasionally when you were in the Presidio or Sutro become rural?
Well, the other thing is, the Mount Sutro, I tried to hike there with my son once when he was a little kid, when a four-year-old. I guess this was in the early 80s, and you couldn't get around up there, you know, and there's things that happened since then. There are 10 miles of trails on Mount Sutro now that we've built, the Mount Sutro Stewards in the last 14 years, maybe. And, you know, you've probably been up there. It's incredible. And, mm-hmm. and then the Ridge Trail did go through the city, beginning 1991. And it goes through Stern Grove and Pine Lake, and then. But you know, there were places to go at one time, but then the Laguna Honda Trail system wasn't built then. That was just completed about 3 years ago. So without, for example, the Laguna Honda Trail system, and then what's been taking place on the Glen Glen Canyon, the improvements on the trail there, you can make the connection up the canyon. You couldn't go all the way up the canyon before to Portola. You'd just be blocked by this massive blackberry and poison oak and tree, you know, so you couldn't do it. And so, you know, this is the golden age of trails. You know, people realized how great it is, and they've been working on these things. So it's not just me. It's Rec and Park. It's different organizations. It's Friends of the Oak Woodlands in Golden Gate Park. It's lots going on out there, and we're all, you know. And then COVID came along, and of course, everyone's discovering that we have great walking trails in San Francisco.
You just made my segue for me. I was going to say, if you weren't a hiker before, COVID made you realize, well, I don't usually walk, but just get me out of the house. I gotta do something. How much of an impact do you think COVID has had on the development and now just the visibility of the trail? People will want to know where to start it, where you can pick it up, and where it's marked. I mean, I know, for instance, in Italy, the Fregigena, the way of St. Francis, you can always tell it because there'll be like a stick with a red and a white mark. So you always know you're following the right trail. How is the trail in San Francisco marked? How do you know you're on this approved path?
Well, that's the beauty of this trail, because I knew how long it takes to get trails done when you have to get permission to sign it. Because for example, the Ridge Trail works about 75 different land management units. And so each one has a different policy for their signage. And there are about 150 locations on this trail where you'd need a trail sign. That means that you'd have to get permission from the city and other places like the Presidio and State Park, Candlestick State Park. And, you know, once you ask for permission, these things, it takes a long time, and these expenses for erecting them and maintain them. So right from the start, we decided we were not going to have trail signs. I think that was the big key, how we were able to bring it to birth within about a little over a year from the time we said, let's make it happen. So the trail is essentially in the ground and under the pavement and under all the earth of San Francisco. And you just have to say, okay, here it is. Now follow it. So the key then is then you have to get the best possible fun for old and young and everyone, some of whom don't like maps, some of people don't like apps, some of people. So you got to provide for everyone. So we decided that we're going to spend a long time on making a great map. And so Ben Pease, who's been walking the city for all his life, and is a great cartographer, he was on our committee and he made the map. It's a beautiful map. We also have Outer Spatial has an app we're the ones who went on the trail to find it, and then went back and forth many times and rechecked all the directions so anyone can read the directions and can go across. The other thing we decided to do is to make it available to everyone. We weren't trying to exclude any citizen of San Francisco, and any neighborhood can hit the trail. And you don't have to have a car, you can go by transit. So we divided this 17 miles into transit segments. So, so you can go by BART and start off and then end up at Forest Hill, the BART station, Metro station, and then that can be your segment. So you can go all 17 miles and then you can just do a segment at a time. And
Monterey County has the 17 mile drive. So now San Francisco has a 17 mile walk.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it.
So the map exists in print. If someone is app friendly and wants to find it on their iPhone, can they? Can you find the map online?
Yeah, no, you just go to Crosstown Trail and there we are.
I mean, crosstowntrail.org?
Yeah. And all those devices I just described are all there. And so if you go out on the trail, I think it's, you said it's the most beautiful trail in the world. Yeah, it's in the city. I think it's the friendliest trail, because when you go out, there are other people doing it and they're all looking at their phone or looking at a map, and you know what they're doing. Say, hey, you're doing the Crosstown Trail. Say, yeah. And so people talk to each other as they go across. There's some interesting things that have happened. I came upon a woman one time I was hiking on the trail. She had this is the beginning of COVID, and she had gone to New York. She was a doctor, and she was working with intubation in the hospital in New York City for a month, and it was just a horrible experience, you know, because so many people were dying. She came back with PTSD, I think I have, and she hit the trail. And within a month, she did the entire trail 14, 15 times, you know, all 17 miles. So that was the way she really, you know, got rid of this, you know, feeling she had, the problem returning from New York in early COVID. There's, you know, people celebrate their birthdays on it with groups of 40, and, you know, 20 people. You know, it's really, different people do different things on it. I was surprised how many people really have done it. Maybe you know already, David, or thinking about doing it, or it just every time you bump into someone that I know, say, or I just meet, they say, oh, of course, and then they know about it and they want to do it. We don't know how many people do it. I know that you know about the New York Times article, I think. It's a 3-page article in the New York Times travel section that, you know, focused on the trail. And after that, people were coming all over. The other thing is that we have influenced, we did a national webinar for the National Trail Association, or National Trail Association. But anyway, we did a, some of us on the committee did a webinar, and we were trying to, we call an instant urban trail because we did it so quickly.
Uh-huh.
And we told them, you know, the components, you know, how to, you know what I'm saying, the great things you need to bring people on the trail, and, you know, no signage and things like this. And so we have influence. They're in Berkeley now, there's an architecture tour being developed by someone I bumped into who's interested in. That should happen. They're very excited about it. You know, it's in the development stage. There's also the Berkeley Pathways that is doing a similar trail.
Yeah, the Berkeley Pathways. It's a wonderful series of trails.
Yeah, but this will be a little different because it's not just, you know, all those stairways they're doing. They're going to say, okay, now here's, you know, a way of going all the way up into the, you know, the regional park area and then back. You know, so that's going to be a special, you know, special trail. There's also, I've been in contact with people in New York. There's, I forget there's a trail around New York they're working on. And they listened to this webinar, and they were influenced by what they're doing, and they're doing one along the entire coastline of New York City.
So you literally are a trailblazer.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I want to say in a way we are, the way we did it, and people are listening. Someone even someone from New York said there's someone from Glasgow who heard that and is doing something in Glasgow. I know nothing about it. We planted the seed, and I hope that other cities can see. You know, you say, because all cities have great places. You know, we're lucky. I think, you know, San Francisco really has a great park system. And so there are, you know, a lot of parks to connect to.
Right.
But the other influence we've had is Viz Valley Greenway. It's a wonderful six-block long greenway that people did not know existed in San Francisco. And we've made an impact upon that area. I mean, that greenway. Right. And then across our Candlestick Park, the millions of people who watch the Giants and the 49ers there had no idea there's this wonderful park that's right across the road. And they're discovering those two places. And then the Laguna Honda Trail System, that's the new trail that was built several years ago, that without that trail, we wouldn't have been able to connect diagonally across. Right.
So Bob, in our last few minutes, talk to me a little bit about how much of the trail is quote unquote concrete and how much is dirt and grass under your feet?
You know, I wish if I had been prepared, I could tell you it's a significant percentage of earth, strangely enough. But I forget what it is.
If you find out that number, let Jim know and he can add it in.
Add in, okay, sure. Yeah. I didn't know how to have it.
In closing, talk to me about how does this make you feel when you complete a hike? I mean, do you do it for physical health, mental health, or all of the above? And have you had, talk to me in closing about an experience you've had meeting up with another hiker and how, you know, meeting up another hiker may have changed your day or impacted you. Like that wonderful story you just told about the person dealing with PTSD and how they used the San Francisco Crosstown Trail to get over COVID.
Well, you know, when we started developing this trail, we had no idea how it would be flourish and go viral. And, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling. And when I go on the trail and I see people and they, you know, that they're really enjoying it. They can't believe it. Some of these parts, and some of the people are native San Franciscos and they say they thought they knew San Francisco. And then they see Visitation Valley and they see Candlestick Park, State Park, and they see the Laguna Trail system. They say, I never knew these places existed. And of course, for sometimes some of them didn't. So now it's joyful. It's I do it for physical and mental health reasons. It's fantastic. And I think everyone you see out there is doing it for that reason. And,
yeah.
And okay. COVID time is why this is the COVID period is, like you mentioned, David, is really going to be helping to keep people on, and not just Crosstown Trail. They're going all the parks. They're going all over. I don't just walk the Crosstown Trail. I'm not, exclusive Crosstown. You know, all these things are good. All the things in nature and services are good. We're so lucky to be here. Yeah. And I'm just glad that we were able to add to the canvas of the city and help people discover it.
Well, and you're that's a great canvas of the city, and we're painting it with our feet. So thank you for that, Bob. I think it's great. Jim, anything you'd like to add? That's everything I have.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Since the onset of COVID, obviously once COVID started and we had the lockdown that started on March 16th, I had to quit my gym. After 26 years of membership of gym, I had to quit my gym. So I just began walking every day. So I walk about 6 miles a day. I've gone through one pair of Rockports. I'm 300 miles into my second pair of Rockports. And so I'm happy to report that. But that's mostly on I live on the west side of San Francisco, so it's mostly concrete, a little bit of trails, like around Pine Lake Park, up on Forest Hill, where I was this morning, occasionally down on Ocean Beach, which is terrific. And sometimes I'll go up to Land's End, which of course is where the 17-mile Crosstown Trail ends. So I want to thank Bob for having the vision to put this together and to get the word out, because obviously it's inspirational when people are coming from Glasgow and New York and other cities and looking what you've done here in San Francisco, in part because of COVID. Obviously you were a dedicated hiker long before COVID, but COVID has really opened the door. I'm always one to see the glasses half full, and I always see silver linings in every cloud. And if COVID had, and I know David does too, he's very much along the same lines as I, an optimist.
I always say I'm a pragmatic optimist.
There you go. At the end of the day, COVID has given us this gift. We had to get out of the house. We couldn't go to the gym. So Bob, you were the right man in the right place at the right time with the Crosstown Trail. It's my intent to get that done during the first quarter of 2021 rather. And I'd like to challenge my good friend David and Alfredo to the next time they're in San Francisco for a bunch of us to get together and do that Crosstown Trail.
Well, please include me too. When you do that, I'll join.
I will be there. We will both be there.
Okay, great. Well, let me know and we'll hit the trail.
That's absolutely great. Yeah. Well, listen, on that note, I'd like to thank our guest today, our special guest, Bob Siegel, for joining us. And again, for having the vision and the creativity to come up with this Crosstown Trail. I'd also like to thank our special host today, David Perry. And again, if you haven't ordered your copy of Upon This Rock, do so as quickly as you can. I thoroughly recommend it. And on that note, with thanks to both of you, this has been the San Francisco Experience with Jim Herlihy, David Perry, and Bob Siegel, coming to you from America's favorite city, San Francisco.